from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda.
And I'm Julia Scott.
And all this week in our series Beyond Me Too, focusing on sex, power, and abuse in California, we've had several men's voices on the show reflecting on this question. What does it mean to be a man?
You know, I think that in the wake of Me Too, that's a highly relevant question and deserving of serious thought. Actually, Andrew Sullivan had a controversial column this month pointing to the indelible differences between men and women.
Andrew Sullivan, of course, the famous conservative essayist.
You know, and he says those differences stem from, of all things, our different levels of testosterone.
Wait a minute. The testosterone that's coursing through my body right now is what makes me a man?
Well, that's his argument.
Okay. So you were telling me about someone else who's been actually testing this testosterone theory. And let's hear that.
So this is a story about a man named Eric Trefelner.
Eric Trefelner. Okay, where's he from?
He lives in Montara, California, in the San Mateo County coast, about an hour south of San Francisco.
Okay.
So Eric Trefelner always sort of felt out of place around other boys when he was growing up, and he hated team sports. And he was gay, but that wasn't the issue. He just felt like he was missing something. And that feeling followed him into adulthood.
I used to always have these dreams where I was near men, they were in a group distant from me, but I would feel so sad and wake up crying literally because I was separated from the world of men.
A few years ago, he decided he didn't like the way he looked, like a version of the skinny kid he used to be. So at the suggestion of his personal trainer, Trefelner started taking testosterone shots to help him build muscle.
All right, so we'll put two 10s on it and two 5s. We'll do like 6 to 8 reps. Is that all right?
Nice. Trefelner has a little home gym in a shed near his house in Montara, and he invited me over. He says the hormones were an experiment, and he wasn't expecting much. He wasn't expecting they would change everything.
And all of a sudden, I loved exercising. And I was at times exercising 8 hours a day. I'd do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours at night, and sometimes 2 hours even later at night. I mean, most people feel better, but I felt like a completely different person.
And that different person was the man Trefelner had always wanted to be. It wasn't just the new muscles, it was everything.
I had more energy. I felt more powerful. I felt more sexual. I felt more ability to take risks.
All right, Julia, let me jump in real quick. We just heard Eric Trefelner say that he felt more powerful and he felt more sexual. And that's exactly what we're looking at in this series, that intersection. So he's saying that testosterone made him feel those things in a way that he hadn't felt them before?
Exactly. He attributes it completely to the testosterone, which he thinks he was actually lacking in enough levels of before. So he actually compares it to being a blind man his whole life without knowing it. And all of a sudden, he could see color. He could see light.
I was feeling more comfortable with men. Before, I used to feel in the gym sort of scrawny and out of place. And now, all of a sudden, I was part of a tribe.
He'd always felt like a man, but he felt a kind of communion and acceptance he'd missed as a kid.
And all of a sudden, I was feeling like, this is what it's like to be a man.
Julia, that's really interesting. I can imagine many people weren't expecting that.
You know, I don't think that he was either. I mean, was he just discovering something that had lived inside him all along? You know, he's since gone off the testosterone, and he says he feels like his former self again before he was injecting himself.
So I guess what you're saying is you can be a man without really feeling like one, like biologically a man, but maybe you don't feel that way when you go to bed or get up in the morning.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And it got me wondering, what's it like to feel like a man without beginning life as one? I talked to someone else who described what that's like.
When I was around 5, I asked everyone to call me Bob, and that was so natural.
Addison Bowe is a writer who works and lives in Palo Alto, and you know, he's had a lot of time to think about what kind of a man he wants to be his whole life, actually.
I mean, I've always been masculine, more from the inside. So I've always felt that way.
So when he turned 40, he told me that he felt the time was right to come out as a man to his parents. He changed his name and got top surgery. And after some hesitation, he also started taking testosterone shots.
Before even taking testosterone, that was the thing I needed to understand for myself about this process, is that I was born with an awareness and also a condition of a testosterone deficiency that I am now correcting.
The hormones were just the finishing touch, actually, because Beau's gender transition has taken a lifetime, and he says it's still in process.
Essentially, I'm going through puberty in my early 40s. I was hoping that I would look like Ryan Gosling immediately, but that didn't happen. I'm just going to end up looking like my dad.
But Bo is not a new person. Unlike Trefelner, you know, he wasn't shocked to feel like a man. He never perceived himself as anything but.
Hormones do not necessarily make the man.
All right, Julia, so I'm thoroughly confused. We have one person who says hormones do make them feel, quote unquote, more manly. Another person who says, no, that's not the case. It really seems that it depends on what your definition of being a man is.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's a question that every man has to ask himself and answer on a subjective basis.
A question that's not going to be answered right now. Julia Scott, we're out of time. Thank you.